When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, April 30th. Right now, we are getting into my Jaguars 2024 NFL Draft redo. This is what I would have done at each spot in live time when the Jaguars made their picks, right? So this isn't to slam the Jaguars' picks to say they didn't have a good draft, because I do think they had an impactful draft that will help them in 2024 and beyond. But do I think I would have done things a little bit differently at many of the spots? Yeah, I absolutely do. So that's what we're going to dive in today, because I enjoy this. Like, it's fun. It's also informative to kind of look at some other options the Jaguars had. And then it'll be fun just to look at this, you know, in the future, look back at it. What did these guys end up being? How did they end up performing throughout their NFL careers? I just have a good time with the NFL draft. So hopefully you guys do too. Hopefully this is fun and informative for y'all. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. And you can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Again, really appreciate y'all's support. Could not be doing this without you. So let's go ahead and dive in to this Jaguars 2024 NFL draft redo every step of the way, right? So if you've been paying attention to the channel, you probably know I'm pretty high on Johnny Newton. I had him as a blue chip prospect. He lasted all the way till pick 36. Now, in live time, you don't know how far players will fall. So if it was me, I love the trade down. I predicted the trade down. I said I would probably trade down, you know, barring any circumstances where I was able to land one of the top three receivers in the class, I said I would trade down. And so trading down to 23 with the Vikings, that trade was perfect. I mean, aces for Trent Baalke. Congratulations. And I loved landing Brian Thomas Jr. Like, that was great for the Jaguars. But for me, in that moment, I would have absolutely taken Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle out of Illinois. I think that, again, a blue chip prospect, a three down guy that will come in and absolutely change your defensive front. And for the Jaguars, a team that already has Arik Armstead, Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, obviously, one of the best pass rushers in the game, edge rushers in the game. And then Devon Hamilton, who you're hoping gets back to 100%. Roy Robertson-Harris, who's a very good depth piece. A couple other nice depth pieces. Johnny Newton would come in and immediately wreak havoc in the backfield. He is explosive off the line. He weaponizes his hands. Like, he has probably the best combination of hand moves in this class. I think he has the most flexibility at the defensive tackle in this class to, you know, bend at the top of the arc, which is rare for someone his size. And he doesn't have prohibitive length for me at all. It's not like this guy has like 30 inch arms. They're 32 and a half inches. So they are just below a lot of thresholds in the NFL of 33 inches. So I would have taken Johnny Newton all day. Wouldn't have thought twice about it, because this is the type of prospect that I think changes your defensive line immediately and long-term. I think that there's some thought about him. You know, he's been the top defensive tackle for a while in college football, dating back at least 2 years. And those type of guys kind of get nitpicked. You think, oh, you know, older prospect. He's not. He's 21. He's the same age as Byron Murphy, who just was kind of the flavor of the last few months for the NFL draft media. I think Johnny Newton would have been a fantastic pick for the Jaguars. I think that he would have turned their defensive front into maybe the most dominant in football, quite frankly. Because you talk about having him and Arik Armstead in the middle, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker on the edge, and then rotating in Devon Hamilton and Roy Robertson-Harris. That would have been special. I really do believe that. And then 48 overall, this is where I would have taken Adonai Mitchell. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, they got Brian Thomas Jr., who I love. I also love Adonai Mitchell. I absolutely do. And I know that a lot of reports came out about him not interviewing well. I've never really seen anything about that. You know, prior to draft weekend, I think maybe there was some people trying to knock the kid down so they could potentially nab him later on in the draft. I don't know exactly what happened there. I know that he does have type 1 diabetes, which is something you want to monitor. But is it something that's ever stopped him from producing at the college level? No. Like, as a freshman at Georgia, he was very impactful on a very talented football team. Then he had the injury in 2022 and 2023. He was very impactful on a very talented football team for the University of Texas. So I think people are overthinking Adonai Mitchell and the character concerns, whatever they might be. You know, Chris Ballard kind of went to bat for him. I really appreciated that, you know, not to prop up the Colts too much, but they did land Adonai Mitchell. So yeah, I would have certainly been in on Adonai Mitchell at 48. And from a prospect profile standpoint, there's not a lot of difference between Adonai Mitchell and Brian Thomas Jr. I think Mitchell has shown that he is a better separator at all three levels. I think probably Brian Thomas Jr. is a better vertical threat, you know, purely deep down the field, getting behind the defense a little bit. But in terms of creating separation early and on intermediate routes, you know, 10 to 20 yards, I think Adonai Mitchell has shown more of the route tree. He has shown a little bit more twitch and flexibility overall. He has great hands as well. Can go up and get the 50-50 balls. He's just as fast. He's almost just as big. So I would say Adonai Mitchell at 48 is actually a better value than Brian Thomas Jr. at 23 overall. That's the way I see it. I love Brian Thomas Jr. Would not disparage that man at all, because he's a very good young football player. But when I look at the stack of Johnny Newton and Adonai Mitchell, would I rather have that or Brian Thomas Jr. and Mason Smith? For me, there's no question. I would rather have the former than the latter. At 96 overall, this is where we don't really go for a need, but he's just too talented, in my opinion, not to take at 96. It's wide receiver Troy Franklin out of Oregon. This should have been a second-round pick, in my opinion. I think the NFL is scared about thin receivers right now because of some of the recent guys. But Troy Franklin has an impressive release package off the line of scrimmage. He's a very good route runner. He is a speed demon. He has good length. I think this is the type of guy that went undervalued in this draft. I think that he's going to go to Denver, and he's going to be able to play with Bo Nix. I think they're going to weaponize him, and he's going to be a deep threat vertical receiver. You talk about bringing in Adonai Mitchell and Troy Franklin. The Jaguars, they need to get cheaper at receiver in the long run, right? They have Gabe Davis, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones right now, all guys that you're paying, right? You need young receivers that you're not paying to be starters, that you're getting a deal on, because you're going to have to pay Trevor Lawrence. You're going to have to pay a lot of the defensive guys. You're going to have to pay at other spots. Yeah, you can afford a top flight receiver.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the long term, but how nice would it be to have two rookie receivers and then guys that are on rookie deals for the next 4 years while Trevor Lawrence is, securing his bag and making a lot of money? I think that would be fantastic. I think both of these guys would bring the length, the athleticism, the vertical threat, and really more of a technical prowess, more of an advanced skill set than what you see from Brian Thomas Jr. right now. And I think Brian Thomas Jr., I had him rated way above Troy Franklin, even though at one point in the draft process, I did like Troy Franklin a little bit better than Brian Thomas Jr. But the fact of the matter is, Brian Thomas Jr., Adonai Mitchell, on tape, they're both fantastic prospects. Troy Franklin, a little bit below them, certainly, doesn't have the frame to really make an argument to be in that category, in my opinion, and also has had some issues with drops throughout his career. It's pretty weird, though. In 2021, plenty of drops. In 2022, he didn't really drop anything. And then in 2023, started dropping some passes again. Kind of weird how that's worked out for Troy Franklin, but I would bet on the talent in the third round, no question about it. Then at 114 overall, cornerback Chris Abrams-Drain out of Missouri, a guy I valued on day two of this draft. You can argue the two cornerbacks that I'm going to take in this class aren't quite as good of athletes or speed demons as the two the Jaguars landed in Jarian Jones and DeAndre Prince. Two guys I really like. But I think Chris Abrams-Drain is a tremendous corner when it comes to his physicality, his foot quickness and hip fluidity and route recognition. He just doesn't give up anything in coverage. And he's got better length than both of the guys the Jaguars drafted. I think he's a better tackler than both of the guys the Jaguars drafted. Overall, I just feel a little bit better about his projection to the next level. Even though he's a 4.44 guy instead of a 4.38 guy, he's still really fast out there. Then at 116 overall, interior offensive lineman Tanner Bordellini out of Wisconsin. This is a guy that doesn't have bulky length, but again, I'm drafting for my football team, my Jacksonville Jaguars here. I think Tanner Bordellini, with his athleticism, with his growth that he's shown in his 1 year of starting, you know, from beginning of the season to the end of the season in 2023, Tanner Bordellini rapidly improved with his footwork, his hand technique. And by the end of the year, I think he was playing at an extremely high level. He tested really well. He did well at the Senior Bowl. This is the type of prospect that for me should have gone on day two. He lasted way too long in the NFL draft. I would have definitely taken him at 116 overall. Even though he wasn't my highest rated prospect here, I just really don't want to see the Jaguars interior offensive line have what happened last year happen again, right? I think that you need really talented depth players. You need guys. Also, you have Mitch Morris and Brandon Sheriff who are up there in years. So you need a future plan. I think that Tanner Bordellini combined with the guys they currently have on the roster would give them a really good plan for 2024 and beyond. Then at 153 overall, Edge Mo Kamara. This is a guy that, for me, another day two prospect. He's a ready-made designated pass rusher right now. Like, combining him with Trayvon Walker and Josh Allen on the edge would be lethal. I really believe that. He has a bag of pass rush moves. He is explosive off the line of scrimmage. He can win on the outside arc. You know, he can win through you. He can win crossing your face and getting inside of you. Great athlete, studies the game, studies every opponent he has. I think that he's going to end up being one of the best pure pass rushers from this class. And so I would have been thrilled to land him at 153 overall. At 167 overall, the second cornerback I mentioned, cornerback DJ James out of Auburn. Another guy ran, you know, 4.4s, has a little bit better length than the guys we referenced. I think he's stickier in coverage. I think he reads the game a little bit better. I think he's more fluid, changing directions. I think DJ James and Chris Abrams-Drain would have been a better combination of corners than the two they landed. I like the two they landed a lot. I liked this cornerback class a lot. All four of the guys we're talking about, you know, Chris Abrams-Drain, DJ James, Jarian Jones, DeAndre Prince were guys I was high on, but I was a little bit higher on these two. Then at 212 overall, wouldn't change anything. Kicker Cam Little. The Jaguars needed a kicker. Cam Little is young. He's rapidly improving. He's got the leg to make it from 50 plus. He's good on kickoffs. Doesn't miss any extra points. Needs a little bit more consistency in the 40 to 49 yard range, but you know, after Will Reichard's off the board, Cam Little would have been my pick as well. At 236 overall, offensive tackle Garrett Greenfield. I think Garrett Greenfield has more potential as a pass protector with his size, length, and lateral quickness, lateral agility, than Javon Foster has. And Javon Foster, I think, is more ready-made. He's got great length. He is an absolute force out there when you talk about, you know, pushing guys off the line of scrimmage, using his hands to defeat incoming pass rushers. But I think Garrett Greenfield has more upside. And I think that when you talk about upside, that's kind of what you want at the offensive tackle position. Because in 2024, if Javon Foster sees the field, something has gone terribly wrong because there's three tackles in front of him on the depth chart right now. So this is kind of how I would have assembled my talent, you know, worked the draft in the 2024 NFL draft. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I always enjoy talking about what I would have done in the draft because I put so much work into the draft. I have a really good time doing this and then taking a look back in the future at kind of how it would have played out. But this is what I would have done in the 2024 NFL draft. Johnny Newton, Adonai Mitchell, Troy Franklin, Chris Abrams-Drain, Tanner Bordellini, Mo Kamara, DJ James, Cam Little. Wouldn't change a thing there. Garrett Greenfield. And again, I absolutely love the trade down that Trent Baalke was able to pull off in the first round. That was awesome. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about this mock draft in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. And if you want to support the channel further, you can also become a channel member. Check it out in the description below. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.